Good morning and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. I'm Ron LaRusso. We've got a good show today. Phil's pick. We'll be dipping into Elton John's Jewel Box and also looking into Forbes magazine's highest paid dead celebrities list. And of course, the best rock from all eras on WMFO.
We'll be right back.
That is The Neighborhood from their 2013 debut album called Simply I Love You and Sweater Weather. And also Toto before that, here on Rock of Ages. Toto's an interesting band because their members pretty much fly under the radar. I doubt many can name the lead singer or any other members of the band. It's made up of a bunch of studio musicians, but they have been enormously successful on their own. The individual members of Toto have played on 5,000 albums that have generated about $500 million in sales and gathered over 200 Grammy nominations. And yet they remain relatively obscure. I don't think there's any Toto fans out there, but they have some good songs, good music that we like to listen to and to play. Well, good morning. It is Monday morning, start of a new week. I hope you had a nice weekend. I spent part of the weekend catching up on a few broadcast network shows that I've been collecting on my DVR. The networks have finally debuted their fall seasons a little bit late this year, and several of the shows have dealt with the early days of the pandemic, and pretty effectively. Many were set back in, you know, February and March of this year, and it's interesting to see how naive we were, thinking it was going to be over so fast and how hard the lockdown was. Some of the shows did a really good job of bringing us back to that time. I don't know, something to think about as the number of cases are rising pretty rapidly here in Massachusetts. But not something to think about in the next hour. In the next hour, it's all about the music, and right now, it's all about Phil from Watertown and Phil's Pick. All week long, Phil sends me selections that he's been listening to, but only one gets to be Phil's Pick. Let's hear what it is this week.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Revolution by Eric Lindell. Lindell is a New Orleans-based singer-songwriter who melds West Coast rock, swampy Gulf Coast R&B, hard country, and Memphis soul in a hybrid of American roots music that, while thoroughly is respectful of his traditions, blazes a trail all his own. So please sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Don't let yourself get so low over the things in life that you can't control. Don't let the hard times ever tear us apart. Start a revolution in your heart. And let love rule. Don't let the truth ever fall apart. Start a revolution in your if you start a revolution within yourself. I never heard my grandpa speaking in word on another man. I'll never be that good, but I'm doing the best I can. I may fall short sometime, but I know I got to do my part. Start a revolution in my heart. Start a revolution in my heart. Start a revolution in my
writing to tell you that my feelings tonight
Well, that sounds good, if you can get away with it. If you're working from home and maybe doing your Zoom meetings, no one can tell that you're still in bed, enjoying some black coffee and squeeze. On WMFO Rock of Ages, we also heard Eric Lindell, Revolution, and that is Phil's pick from this week. Every week at this time, Phil from Watertown gives us his pick. We call it Phil's pick. And I'm sure he is already thinking up what he might be sending us for next week. This is Ron LaRussa. Good morning. Thank you for joining me this morning on Rock of Ages. We play the best rock from all eras. This week, Forbes magazine did something quirky that they do every year. They published their highest paid dead celebrities list. And I have the list in front of me, and it's kind of interesting. Particularly in the top five, I think there are some surprises. So this is things like licensing deals and all kinds of things that can continue to earn money for celebrities long after they're gone. And so the top 10 were in reverse order. Prince was number 10. He made $10 million this year. Number 9 was John Lennon. Number 8, Bob Marley. Number 7, Juice WRLD. Juice WRLD made $15 million this year. Kobe Bryant was number 6. And then in the top 5, Elvis was number 5, making $23 million this year. No surprise. Then comes Arnold Palmer at number 4 with $25 million. Number 3 and 2 are both authors, which is a little surprising, I think, in this day and age. Charles Schulz, who is the creator of Peanuts and Charlie Brown, made $32.5 million. Dr. Seuss at number 2 with $33 million. I think there was a book or two that was sold to Disney for movies, and that would explain that. Number 1, no surprise, Michael Jackson, $48 million last year. And that is the list. As I mentioned, John Lennon is on it. Just this past weekend, Yoko Ono announced that she's passing all of her business interests on to their son, Sean, who is now 45 years old. She is 87. She has been managing John Lennon's $800 million estate for the last, I guess, 40 years. And she has been ill lately, although she won't disclose what she has. She's rarely been seen in public. She's been in a wheelchair when she has been in public. And the article in the British Daily Mirror that reported this was entitled "Here Comes the Sun," which I thought was kind of cool. This is one of my favorite John Lennon-led Beatles songs, "Across the Universe," Rock of Ages.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Jackaroo David. Oh, nothing's gonna change. So
guns, it calls me on and on across the universe.
Those are the Black Keys, Gotta Get Away, and the Beatles up top, John Lennon doing the lead on Across the Universe, on Rock of Ages here on WMFO. For the last couple of weeks, I've been enjoying playing one-hit wonders of the rock era, and I may have stumbled into a new feature here. Not sure if we're going to do it every week, but I'm definitely going to do one next. I've got a good one from the 90s right after this.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
So let's do our one-hit wonder. The New Radicals were an LA-based band. They had one hit, and then the leader of the band simply lost interest in being in the band, decided he wanted to be a producer, and that was the end of that. This was their song. It's called You Get What You Give from the New Radicals. One Hit Wonder on Rock of Ages.
We got
so blind, baby, not to see you were the one. I let you slip on from me, honey. I let you walk on.
A little local flavor with the Jay Giles Band, Peter Wolf, Must Have Got Lost, and we heard the New Radicals, this week's one-hit wonder, and you get what you give. Good morning, Ron LaRussa here. Thank you for taking me along with you this morning as you get ready for work or for school or heading out the door today. The name of the show is Rock of Ages. We play the best rock from all eras. That includes the classic rock of the 70s, also the rock and the new wave of the 80s, alt rock from the 90s, which I like a lot, and also pop rock from 2000s through today. If the album rock that many of us grew up listening to was still around today, this is what it would sound like. And I do like to feature new music whenever I get the chance. This one is from a band called Low Cut Connie. We played them earlier this year. They've been generating a lot of interest for their live shows, but they put an LP out recently in 2020 called Private Lives. We played that song before. And this is the second song from that LP. It's called Help Me, Low Cut Connie, on Rock of Ages.
Thank you. shock, and it shook me to the core. In the middle of a nightmare, crying mercy, lying face down on the floor. Lift me up, lift me up, lift me up to the sun. One time, lift me up, lift me up. Let me be the chosen one before I come undone.
That is Blondie from the album that really put them on the map, Parallel Lines. It's called 1159. And Low Cut Connie before that. And we heard Help Me from the album Private Lives here on WMFO. Do you remember all the promises you made to yourself at the beginning of the COVID lockdown last winter? How you were going to use the time productively in some way? Well, if you managed to do that, that's great. Elton John spent the time going through his backlog of songs, including some rarities from 1965 to 71 that were written and recorded even before his very first album, and a bunch of lesser-known B-sides and deep cuts, and he assembled them in an 8-CD collection called Elton John's Jewel Box. It was released this past Friday. It's got 148 songs that spanned 1965 to 2019. And Bernie Taupin, his lifelong writing partner, tried to talk him out of it, supposedly, because mostly because he cringes when he hears the old stuff that he wrote. So I've looked over the playlist, and to me, the most interesting on the collection are discs 1 and 2, which are the deep tracks. And it includes 2 tracks from Don't Shoot Me, I'm Only the Piano Player, which is one of my favorite Elton John albums. I'm going to play one of those for you now. This is Blues for Baby and Me, Elton John, on Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO.
Your old man got mad when I told him we were leaving. He cursed and he raged and he swore at the ceiling. He called you his child, said, honey, get wise to his game. He'll get you in trouble, I know it, those bums are all the same. There's a greyhound outside in the lane, it's waiting for us. So tell him goodbye, we gotta go.
Baby and me, and the highway looks Starts with one.
I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I'm designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on to, didn't even know. I wasted it all just to watch you go. Everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard and got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. One thing, I don't know why. It doesn't even how hard you try, keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property, remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. Will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard and got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I put my trust in you, pushed as far as I can go. For all this, there's only one thing you should know. I've put my trust.
In the End from Linkin Park. And up top we heard Elton John from the new Jewel Box collection, Blues for Baby and Me, originally on Don't Shoot Me, I'm Only the Piano Player. I was a big Elton John fan back in the day. In fact, the first concert I ever went to was Elton John at the Nassau Coliseum. And I can remember the lights going out. The power went out in the building before the show. And he came out with just the kind of auxiliary lights on and threw about 1,000 Frisbees into the stands. And then I was like a fan for the next 5 years after that. Didn't get a Frisbee, but that was a really cool thing for Elton to do. Have you done any of the live stream concerts that have been popping up? I have not, but there are plenty of them to go around. Here's one that was recently announced. Every year, for the last 4 years, Joe Walsh has put on the Vets Aid charity concert to aid veterans and their causes. This year's will take place on December 12th. He's got a great lineup. John Bon Jovi, Eddie Vedder, Gwen Stefani, just announced this week, added to Alice Cooper, Brandon Flowers from The Killers, Daryl Hall, Jason Isbell, Tim McGraw, Willie Nelson, just a bunch of artists. And that'll take place, as I said, on December 12th. Additional artists will be announced soon. They will also show live footage from the original last three concerts from 2017 through 2019. The tickets will go on sale Wednesday at noon. They will be priced at $20 with discounts available for active duty military members and for veterans. Well, this week I got to spend a little time with my friend Joe from Weymouth. He always wants to hear The Clash, so this is London Calling on Rock of Ages.
Boys and girls, London calling. Now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania is bitten the dust. London calling. See, we ain't got no swing except for the ring of the truncheon thing. The ice age is coming. The sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected. The wheat is going thin. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning. I to the imitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go in alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't wanna shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice coming, the sun's zooming in, engines stop running, the wheat is going thick, a nuclear error, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning. I live by the river. Like.
Well, our time is up for today. Ron LaRusso here. Thank you so much for listening to Rock of Ages. I will be back again next Monday morning at 8 o'clock from 8 till 9. Till then, have a fantastic week, a great weekend, and I will see you on the other side. Take care.
WMFO
on the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.